Can you tell me what it's like on the ground in Port-au-Prince?
Well, the reality for many people who've been affected by the earthquake is that they're having to live in tent camps. Upwards of 1 million people are still living in tent camps. 380,000 of them are children. And, of course, we have grave concerns for their well-being. We're very concerned about the chances of being exploited and open to sexual abuse. So the situation here in Haiti, unfortunately for many people affected by the earthquake, has not changed a great deal in the last year.
It is 1 year on. Has the international community done enough to help?
Look, I think the answer to that is that we can never do enough to help. At a donor conference in March last year, the wealthy nations of the world pledged $5.75 billion to help Haiti's short-term recovery. A year on from the disaster, unfortunately, less than half the money pledged has actually reached the people of Haiti. That said, the Australian government is one of the few governments to have nearly fully funded its Haiti relief aid pledge.
What are some of the risks that the children face in Haiti?
Well, obviously, people living in close proximity to each other in these camps are at risk of communicable diseases such as cholera. Obviously, since October last year, there's been an outbreak of cholera. This is the first time in Haiti since the mid 20th century. So, one of the things I'm very concerned about is that outbreak. So far, 3,600 people have lost their lives, and many tens of thousands of people have been affected. But what we have done is set up a network of cholera treatment units, 10 at the moment, will be 16 by the end of the week, to ensure that as many people as possible can get access to cholera treatment. When it's important for people to understand that the treatment of cholera is really easy, as long as people can get access to rehydration solutions. Then in almost all cases, people can make a complete recovery from cholera within 1 to 3 days.
Can you describe the scene that you've seen in Haiti in Port-au-Prince?
Well, there are still thousands of homes that have been either destroyed or partially destroyed by the earthquake. Latest estimates suggest that there's upwards of 20 million cubic metres of rubble still to be cleared from the streets of earthquake-affected Haiti. That's sufficient rubble to fill the Melbourne cricket ground at least 5 times. So that's a big issue. Another big issue for the Haitian authorities, of course, is to work out who owns what land and where, because until the land ownership issues have been resolved, it's going to be very difficult for the authorities to build new homes for earthquake survivors. Another problem, of course, is that many of the people living in the tent camps didn't own their homes. They rented their homes, so they're actually completely without a safe place to go. So for many of them, the tent camps in which nearly 1 million people are living is the only option that people have at the moment.